We are back again in the Warren County Radio Bible School and studying the story of Noah and the Ark and the Flood and the Rainbow. And I have a Bible question for you. When the Flood came upon the earth, how many days and nights did it rain? Now that's the question. How many days and nights did the rain come when God brought this flood upon the whole earth? Well, we'll read the answer to that in just a moment from Genesis chapter 7. We're going to read the story of Noah and the flood. We read Genesis chapter 6 introducing this. We're going to continue through Genesis chapter 9 and verse 19. And along the way, I'll stop and make comment as I think appropriate. But now first, let's answer that question. How many days and nights did it rain when God brought the flood of waters upon the whole earth? We'll answer that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. But now let's answer our Bible question. And I like to read the answers directly from the text. I'm going to begin reading now in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1. And I'll read down to verse 5. And here's what we read. Jehovah said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast shalt thou take to thee seven and seven, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean, two, the male and his female. Of the birds also of the heavens, seven and seven, male and female, to keep seed alight upon the face of the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the ground. And Noah did according to all that Jehovah commanded him. Well, there's the answer to the question. How many days did it rain? Days and nights did it rain when the flood came upon the earth in Noah's day? 40 days and 40 nights. But there's something else I want you to notice in what we read. Did you catch it? In the 5th verse of Genesis chapter 7, it says Noah did according to all that Jehovah commanded him. That sounds like what we read at the very last verse of Genesis chapter 6. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Now, we've read repeatedly that Noah was a righteous man. You know, we read in the book of Psalms that all God's commandments are righteousness. What does it mean Noah was a righteous man? Well, no doubt it means he was fair and good in his treatment toward others. But righteousness often means more than that. It means that a righteous man is a man that keeps God's word and keeps God's commandments. And that's what Noah did. That's why it says Noah walked with God. Now, I want you to notice, we had read earlier in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8 that Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah. And when God told Noah to build an ark, we read that Noah did what God told him to do. The salvation of Noah is an example of salvation by grace. And what did grace do for Noah? Grace taught him. And by God's grace, by God's favor toward Noah, He told Noah what he must do in order to be saved. And Noah did what God said. What a great example in the very beginning of God's book of how grace and obedience work together. There is nothing that Noah did that earned his salvation or merited his salvation. Oh no, Noah was saved by God's grace. But Noah was saved by God's grace because he obeyed. His obedience did not make Noah worthy of salvation, but it was necessary to his salvation, wasn't it? And so we see that grace and obedience are not antagonistic one toward the other. They walk hand in hand together in harmony. And if we would learn this, so much confusion would come in the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, we read that we're to repent and be baptized for the remission of our sins. Now, if we do that and obey God, He will, with His grace, save us. Not because repentance and baptism make us worthy of that salvation, but because God is gracious to whom He will be gracious. And He has chosen that He will show His grace toward those that will humble themselves to Him and obey Him. One of the great things we learn from this story of Noah and the ark is how grace and obedience work together. But now let me continue reading. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beast, and of beasts that are not clean, and of birds, and of everything that creepeth upon the ground. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, male and female, as God commanded Noah. And it came to pass after the 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with him into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two, of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him. And Jehovah shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high mountains that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both birds and cattle and beast, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, of all that was on the dry land, died. And every living thing was destroyed that was upon the face of the ground. both man and cattle and creeping things and birds of the heavens, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only was left, they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Genesis chapter 8. And God remembered Noah, and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the great deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days the waters decreased, and the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, and it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him in the ark. And the waters were upon the face of the whole earth. And he put forth his hand, and took her, and brought her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet 7 other days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in unto him at eventide, and lo, in her mouth an olive leaf plucked off, so that Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, and she returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dried. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, the earth was dry, and God spake to Noah, saying, Go forth from the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living creature that is with thee, of all flesh, both birds and cattle, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatsoever moveth upon the earth after their families, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar unto Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings upon the altar. And Jehovah smelled a sweet savor. And Jehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for that the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Genesis chapter 9. Well, we're going to begin reading Genesis chapter 9 when we come into the next class. But when you add all those days up, we see Noah was in the ark a little over a year. It must have been quite a time for Noah, taking care of all those animals in that dark ark and giving them their feed for a year. But God had made provision, and Noah and his family was saved.